Today's digest for July 25th, 2026. 10 items today spanning a major model release from Anthropic, a joint government assessment of how well AI can actually hack, a 15-bug disclosure in a widely used serialization framework, a first-of-its-kind border search prosecution, and some genuinely good database engineering. Heavy on AI and security with a couple of developer stories to close it out. Here's the rundown. Anthropic shipped Claude Opus 5, and the headline is price performance rather than a raw capability jump. It costs $5 per million input tokens and $25 per million output tokens, identical to Opus 4.8, but Anthropic positions it as frontier intelligence at half the price of Fable 5. The efficiency claim is the striking part. On some benchmarks, Opus 5 uses roughly 1/7 the reasoning tokens of Opus 4.8, at under half the latency. On CursorBench, it lands within 0.5% of Fable 5's peak score at half the cost per task, and on OS World, it beats Fable 5's best result at just over 1/3 of the cost. It also scores 3 times higher than the next best model on ARC AGI3, a benchmark built around novel problem solving. It is available now in Claude, the API, Claude Code, and Cowork, with a fast mode at 2.5 times the speed for double the rate. Next up, a detail from the Opus 5 system card that almost got lost. Boris Cherny flagged the model's resistance to prompt injection as maybe the most consequential thing in the release. Prompt injection is the attack where hostile text hidden in a web page or a tool result persuades a model to abandon its real instructions and follow the attackers instead. It has been the hardest unsolved problem in agentic AI and the reason many teams refuse to let agents anywhere near untrusted input. Cherny's summary is blunt. Opus 5 is very hard to prompt inject successfully across both the formal evaluations and red team testing. Simon Willison, who has tracked the problem for years, made it his quote of the day. If the result survives contact with the real world, it changes the risk calculus for anyone wiring an agent into email, a browser, or a codebase full of third-party dependencies. Moving on, the UK's AI Security Institute and its US counterpart jointly assessed the offensive cyber ability of Kimi K3, the Chinese openweight model Moonshot AI released on July 16th. Reassuring on capability, much less so on safeguards. On an exploit development benchmark drawn from 41 recent V8 JavaScript engine vulnerabilities, Kimi K3 succeeded 32% of the time but never achieved arbitrary code execution on a single task. Frontier US models managed that on 20 of the 41 samples on average. In a simulated network intrusion range, Kimi K3 got an average of 17 steps into a 32-step scenario against 28.5 steps for leading US models and finished it only once in 10 attempts. It does beat GLM 5.2, the previous best openweight model. The uncomfortable line is that its safeguards did not stop it from attempting offensive cyber work at all. Also today, the Apache Thrift project disclosed a batch of roughly 15 vulnerabilities at once, spanning nearly every language binding it ships. Thrift is the cross-language serialization and RPC framework used to wire services together at a lot of large shops, so the blast radius is wide. The most severe of the group is a heap buffer overflow in the C++ Zeli path credited to Gaith Abdulraida. The rest fall into recognizable families. Decompression bombs in Ruby and Python, a missing string size limit in Rust, a quadratic time denial of service in the Node.js server transports, out of bounds reads in the C and C++ header transports, and 2 TLS hostname verification failures that would let a client quietly accept the wrong certificate. All of them are fixed in version 0.24, and the guidance across the entire set is the same upgrade. Next, a first in US border search law. The Justice Department has indicted Atlanta resident Samuel Tunick for allegedly destroying phone data during a border inspection. Tunick returned through Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in January 2025 and was pulled into secondary inspection. When agents asked for his passcode, the code he entered triggered a GrapheneOS duress password, which wipes the device instead of unlocking it. Prosecutors charged him under a federal statute barring destruction of property to prevent its seizure. It is the first known federal prosecution over a duress password, and a federal public defender called charges under that statute incredibly rare. Tunick's lawyers say he was repeatedly denied an attorney and never read his rights. The case opens a real constitutional question about how far warrantless border search authority reaches when the device defends itself. Moving to something cheerier for anyone who runs a database, the team at DBOS published benchmarks showing that Postgres Listen and Notify scales far better than its reputation suggests. Their naive version, firing a notification from a trigger on every stream write, topped out at 2900 operations per second, with the server showing almost no CPU, memory, or disk pressure. The bottleneck was contention, not resources. Postgres takes a global exclusive lock during notify so that notifications arrive in commit order, which serializes every transaction, carrying one and defeats group commit. Buffering notifications in memory and flushing them in a single batch transaction move the number to 60,000 writes per second at millisecond latency, a 20-fold improvement. They added periodic polling as a fallback for crashes, where buffered notifications would otherwise be lost. Also worth watching if you develop on a phone. A proposal in Google's issue tracker would restrict the Android debug bridge daemon to bind only to the wireless interface, cutting off local connections over loopback. The motivation is a real authentication bypass in wireless ADB, and a maintainer argued that the loopback socket has itself been a route for apps to escalate their privileges. The catch is what breaks. Shizuku, the privilege elevation framework a great many open-source Android apps depend on, would stop working along with tools like App Manager, a shell, and on-device development inside terminal emulators like Termux. Anyone doing Android work directly on the device without a second machine to plug into would lose local ADB outright. Worth stressing that this is an open discussion thread rather than an announcement, and no Android version has been attached to it. Next up, the fight over how Washington should answer Chinese AI has gone public, with the administration weighing a ban on Chinese open-weight models, sanctions on Chinese AI firms, and action over alleged intellectual property theft. A group of companies has signed an open letter urging policymakers not to impose broad restrictions on open weights. The signatories are Hugging Face, Meta, Microsoft, Mistral, NVIDIA, and Replit. Their argument is that distillation is a standard, widely used technique, and that sweeping bans would conflate legitimate model development with misappropriation while pushing the work offshore. They also ask for expanded compute access for startups and investment in shared training assets. The absences say as much as the signatures OpenAI, Anthropic, Google DeepMind, and SpaceX did not sign and are reported to favor tighter control. Also today, Cognition, the company behind the Devon coding agent, acquired the Interaction Company of California at a price described as low nine figures. The product is Poke, an AI assistant launched in March 2026 that people talk to through iMessage, SMS, Telegram, and WhatsApp, mostly for email, reminders, and scheduling. Over 3 months, users exchanged more than 100 million messages with it. The interesting part is the stated rationale. Cognition wants Poke's conversational personality inside Devon on the theory that how an assistant talks to you is becoming as valuable as the model underneath. Co-founder Marvin Von Hagen's pitch is that human coworkers can make a joke, and your AI coworker should too. Scott Wu framed the target as proactive, personal, and fun to talk to. Whether personality is a durable moat or a feature anyone can copy is the open question. Closing out the list, Meta is rolling out a free verification badge on Facebook aimed squarely at AI-generated accounts. The flow is a short video selfie that the system matches against your existing profile photos, and Meta says it takes only a few minutes. The badge then appears on your profile and across marketplace dating and groups, with feed posts planned next. Meta's own framing is that as AI makes it easier to do more on Facebook, a clear signal distinguishing real people becomes essential, which is a fairly direct admission of how much synthetic activity the platform is carrying. You need to be 18 or older and in good standing. Accounts already flagged for inauthentic behavior are excluded, and pages and promote accounts are not eligible. It is launching in phases across selected markets before any wider expansion. That's the digest for July 25th, 2026. A big model release built on efficiency, a sober measurement of what an open-weight model can and cannot do offensively, a large pile of serialization bugs to patch, and a border search case worth following. Back tomorrow with the next one.